What is going on, everybody? We're back at it again with another Marvel series TV show review.
Whoa.
Movie thing, kinda.
TV show.
It was TV show.
Movie commentary. Yeah.
Multiple episode.
Spoiler
multiple
warning.
Episode. Yep.
We talk about the spoilers in this one, boys and girls. So if you haven't watched What If, then what are you doing here? Come back after you watch, because we talk about the spoilers.
So anyways, I don't think we have any particular order we're going to go through these episodes. I feel like we should just dive right into it and start talking about it. But before we get into it, I'm Jack. Nick, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
I'm Nick.
Okay. Vicky.
I'm Vicky.
All right, and Zach.
I'm Zach, the big kahuna.
Just because now Hello. We do audio only on our other sites. So.
Oh, yeah.
We got to make sure we're not like...
Yeah, we got to like discern each other from
how does
one another.
My voice sound?
It's kind of hard for me because there's two of us. There's two Nicks.
All right, now there's only one on this podcast.
There we go.
Only one.
Just one Nick. All right, so yeah, before we do this, make sure you follow, like the video, and subscribe. And yeah, let's start talking
also,
about it.
Also, for anybody who was wondering about the giveaway and hasn't looked at the Alien video, the giveaway is officially over.
Mm-hmm.
As of like three nights ago from that's not gonna make sense for them, but anyway, we already picked out a winner, so
yeah and
stick around though for more giveaways in the future. Though we will be doing more,
and in case anybody thinks it's rigged or anything, I'm gonna put the video of us selecting the winner, the random things.
Yeah
I'm gonna put that.
We ran two random number generators,
yeah,
and they both picked the same number, so it was kind of like divine intervention.
Yeah, so I'm going to throw that up on the end of the video in case anybody's curious. But yeah, let's start talking about What If, boys and girls.
Nice.
So, just want to go first, like episode by episode.
No, let's start off with this. What was your favorite episode out of this season? Because I definitely have mine.
You know, it's actually kind of hard now that I think about all of them.
You know, so here's the thing. I actually got the last episode kind of spoiled for me. Because of partially Disney and also just people on Instagram just spoiling everything the day it comes out. So I haven't even watched any of the What If yet, and I was already watching the shit from the last episode.
Yeah. But,
yeah, like the problem I had was like the Marvel like pages the day after the episode went up, they just started posting all about every episode.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Like it would show like a ton of just different spoilers from every episode, and it's just like
that's tragic. You know,
people don't watch it, like not everybody watches it at like midnight release.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's so annoying.
Yeah, but, Zach was saying earlier, he was like, you know, Disney really cares about spoilers for their movies, but they just don't give a shit about this. Apparently,
yeah, they don't care about their TV shows. They don't do as good. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, I thought it was really good, but I definitely got the last episode with like Ultron and all that. Like spoiled for me, like not really like spoiled, but
I mean,
I started
that
to see
was
the
in
fight.
The trailer, the Ultron getting like the Infinity Stones was like in the
trailer.
Yeah,
why would they do
that? I don't know.
Why would they
but
do that?
But my favorite episode is probably Doctor Strange.
Oh yeah, me too. I was gonna say
that one is a really good one.
That
it's
one's
definitely
good.
Up there if it's not my top one.
I like the last one. The last one was pretty cool.
The Ultron.
Yeah, because they like brought everything together. Like
yeah, that was a really
episodes.
Cool episode. That one was awesome too.
Yeah.
Sorry, there are flies in here.
I swear I'm not dirty.
A clapping ovation.
Yeah, I just do random claps because I have Tourette's.
No.
Well, anyways.
No, you don't. Don't lie like that.
I'm just kidding. I don't have Tourette's. There's actually just flies.
Apologize.
Can we cut that out?
No.
All right. Well, apology video is coming.
Cut it out, Nick.
Yeah, Nick's going to post an apology video for that.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, sorry to all the Tourette's out there.
Stop it.
What? That was an apology.
Okay.
All right, Zach, what was your favorite?
I think I got to say the Doctor Strange one, too.
I think
everybody. It's just really good.
It's one of the best.
I think the ending even makes it better where he's like, everything's crumbling around him, and he's just like, you could stop this.
Yeah.
And the voice acting was just really good.
I'm really glad they actually used the actual actors from the MCU. And
well,
most of them came.
Like,
yeah.
Like Benedict Cumberbatch was there. Tom Hiddleston.
Was he?
Samuel L. Jackson. Chris Hemsworth.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever played Scott Lang was there too. Forget
his
name. His
character.
Was he in it?
Yeah, he was in the zombie one.
Oh.
They all did a surprisingly good job.
I didn't watch that one.
He was in a couple of them. He was in the first one, too.
No, yeah, that they did a really good job. I mean, even with, like, Black Widow's character, like, it was fairly similar. And then, obviously, with Tony Stark, it was fairly similar. Because
I didn't like them.
I'm not saying I liked them, but I said it was fairly similar.
Tony Stark was kind of
I didn't
okay.
like
yeah.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
I didn't really want him to sound exactly like, you know, Robert Downey Jr.
It showcased his cocky side.
I just wanted him to, like, sound like a good Iron Man.
Yeah, and apparently the voice actor for this Iron Man in here, I forgot his name, but apparently he's done other, like, I guess there's other, like, Marvel, like, spin-off TV series and stuff like that.
Yeah, they have
on,
different,
like,
cartoons.
Yeah, on, like, CW and stuff like that, that he's voiced for Tony Stark and whatnot.
So he's, like, done
so
Tony Stark
sense.
Before?
Yeah, he has. He has, but...
Here's the thing, though, like, if they're gonna use different voice actors, why do they make him try to just sound like the versions of them from the MCU? Instead of trying to, like, make them sound different.
We can't exactly...
They're different voices. They're
going to
sound
exactly,
different
Yeah, they're
way.
Different voices, but it's like they're
you
trying
mean like
to...
their likability?
No,
like,
it's
like
just like...
character?
It's just the lightness of the characters from the MCU. It's like they're trying to make these voice actors kind of try to emulate that, and it's uncanny for me. Well,
yeah,
I mean,
you
just
kind
because
of have
most
to.
People relate
but why,
to the
So
movies?
Why didn't they just use... all the original actors.
Some of them didn't want to voice them. I read somewhere that they asked a few of them, and some of them were like, nah, I'm good. And then others, like Benedict Cumberbatch, was
like,
yeah, I'll do it.
Probably don't want to pay all of them either.
That's also
true.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Like, imagine, like, getting Brie Larson on this. You know how much more money they'd have to pay?
Exactly. Yeah, they didn't have IRL. I mean, obviously, what's her name? Black Widow's actor.
Actress.
Sorry.
She,
what's her name?
You know, she's kind of
well,
Scarlett
she's in
Johansson.
Yeah,
yeah
she's in a lawsuit with Disney right
that's
now.
True.
So
that
that's probably a good
because they settled
that?
It.
They, yeah,
so
no,
they're
settled
on good terms
it, but
now, but like at the time.
At the time, I don't think they were.
Also, because... her contract with like, you know, Marvel's kind of done.
Yeah, it ended.
So I think the people that don't have contracts with Marvel anymore just kind of like
stepped away. Yeah, they just stepped away.
Kind of like Chris Evans, you know, he didn't do anything in this, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. But.
That's true, yeah. All right, well, what was your guys' what do you guys think was the worst episode in your opinion?
That's kind of hard.
I didn't like the first one.
You didn't like the first one?
Yeah,
no.
I feel like the first one kind of grew on me, though. Because, like, when I first watched it, I'm like, oh, no, this series is going to be kind of bad. But then it kind of grew on me.
I don't know. I didn't like how it was Captain, like,
Peggy?
Yeah. Captain Carter.
Captain Carter, yeah.
It was like, I have a British lady fight for them for America. I'm sorry, but it was weird.
It would be a little weird, especially like America in that time period.
Yeah.
Their superhero is a woman running around.
I mean, with during
an
the time.
Shield.
Yeah. Was it an England shield?
It wasn't
yeah,
England
it was.
Shield.
I didn't notice that.
And like at the time, shield. Like they didn't really, women weren't really in like, anything. They didn't have like high holding jobs, and
they
kind of, I mean, I kind
that.
Of applauded them to like have like, or like it, Captain Carter being like the main focus, like especially like during that time, like having a woman that was like pretty huge. But the fact that she's is British was just rubbing me the wrong way. Like, I just didn't like how she was fighting for America.
I mean, it is a little strange. I think they stopped it at a bad time. Like, I kind of wanted them to keep going at the point where they stopped.
Oh, yeah, when it got to the future?
Because they got to the future, and then it's like, okay, I kind of wanted to see how, like, the rest of it would play.
They
kind of
carried it on, like, in
the
final
episode.
Yeah,
that's why I'm saying it grew on me, because it's like, I liked how they ended it with her, like, after the last episode.
Yeah, obviously that was great, but the episode itself, I didn't
but
really think it was that great.
I can agree.
It's
like the Iron guy, the Iron Monger, or whatever it was, or the Iron Golem, or whatever the heck it was.
The Iron Man suit that he was in.
Steve Rogers.
Yeah,
was
that
in.
Was weird.
I was just
too.
Like,
I liked that.
Weird. I don't know. I thought it was kind of dumb.
I thought that suit was awesome.
I mean, it did look cool, but I don't know.
It looked
just
badass.
It's like Hulkbuster 1.0.
Yeah.
It was like
so strange.
So you guys have never seen an animation called Invincible Iron Man, right?
No.
So that was like.
It sounds
you
familiar.
It sounds.
It's kind of like a 2D animation. It's kind of old.
Yeah.
But all the suits and the. In the movie are all like CG 3D, and I loved those suits as kids. I thought they looked so cool, and Steve's suit looked almost exactly like the one. Well, I wouldn't say exactly, but they were quite similar in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, I love the design of Steve's suit in this first episode. Yeah. I thought it, thought it was really cool. It kind of gave me, like, Iron Giant vibes, kind of.
It was like Mark. It's just kind of like Mark One.
Well, give me the the villain in Iron Man One vibes. What was his name?
Whiplash.
No, that was Iron Man One.
That was Iron Monger.
Iron Monger, yeah. It kind of looked like that. Yeah, that was like what his suit looked like. Yeah,
except he wasn't as like
the bad guy in the first Iron Man.
It was the Iron Monger, the Howard Stark's like business partner.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Iron Monger, Iron Monger suit kind of looked like Mr. Electric from.
What? Oh my gosh!
Boy, Lava Girl.
You're so strange.
What do you mean? Not at all.
He had the fat, like, circular.
Yeah, but
torso.
No, it was not.
It wasn't like that. The one from Sharkboy and Lava Girl was just a clock face.
It was
just
a straight
and just, like,
fat circle
claw,
like, with,
like, hands
claw
like
hands.
That.
The
best. All right, like, whatever. Anyways, did you guys, like, remember in that episode where Black Widow and Captain Peggy Carter were, like, on the ship and they, like, found Steve's suit?
Yeah, that was.
And apparently there was someone inside. Like, how the fuck would he survive after all that time?
Are you talking about, like, just the original Captain America movie?
No,
where, like,
they went back. When she went back to the ship episode? After the like, last episode.
Like, where they found the.
They found the suit. Iron Man
suit. So he's just been in that suit.
The Steve
suit.
He's
been in that
suit.
Oh, he's
just been
days.
Chilling in there?
Yeah. How the heck would they. What do they expect him to be? Like, he might be just, like, dust right now.
He's
like, at this point.
Skeleton.
Skeleton. A skeleton and dust. Like, do they think he survived
how long
that?
Was it when he was, like, out of the fight?
I don't know.
It was
like no, listen.
No, but
it was like 80 years.
Apparently, he fell like in kind of like Winter Soldier vibes. Like that's like he fell. Like if he got frozen, I mean that's kind of like what I was thinking. He might be like he could have been frozen,
so, like,
but
frozen
how the fuck would
suit?
He survive? Because Captain America was frozen, but he had the serum, which I think kind of helped him keep him alive.
Why?
How would Steve be like alive at that point?
I think
he didn't
the reason
have anything.
Why Steve lived in. Like the MCU is just because he was just frozen. Like,
he
was
frozen,
just like
but
in cryostasis or whatever.
I think any normal human wouldn't survive that. He had the serum, which I think aided in that.
I don't know. I guess it could be less believable. The fact that he didn't have the serum, but
I don't know.
I find
I feel like
it's
gonna be someone
a little,
else.
It's still
it might
kind of believable.
Be. How, I don't like, know how they expected it to like if
once,
they expected.
I
to be
feel
Steve.
Like they might continue that. In like season two, because there will be a season two of mm-hmm. it. The only confirmed episode so far is just the zombies part two.
I
definitely
see,
could
okay.
see a sequel to some of them. Not the Doctor Strange one, but like
okay, well
not
that,
all of them will get one. They'll be yeah. like new concepts, obviously.
Definitely,
but
the one with Star-Lord, that one where we saw Ego at the end, I would love to see like a sequel to
yeah,
that.
I,
so.
There probably
oh,
is no
yeah,
sequel. The
yeah,
sequel
is
just Ego just kind of devouring the earth, like everywhere.
He's gonna devour
the universe.
The whole galaxy.
Yeah, but it'll still come to the point where he tells him about his mom, and then he's gonna turn against him.
Maybe.
I don't think so because I think.
What if
I thought
he does
he
it
just,
though? What if he like?
I thought
ate
when
he still put the tumor in his mom.
No. What I'm saying is like I thought in the final episode when the Watcher went back and like, I don't. Man, I actually can't remember now.
Actually, yeah, because he was fighting with T'Challa.
Wasn't
he was in like a mailman suit or something. Like I don't know. It was weird, but like they were together and he was like helping him for some weird reason, and then like the Watcher like took
yeah,
T'Challa.
I don't know. But wait, what is your what do you think was the worst episode in your opinion? You didn't get to that.
I'm trying to remember what all the episodes were. So the first one was. What, Captain Carter?
Captain Carter.
Yeah, Captain Carter.
What, the second one was Star-Lord?
Star-Lord, and then...
Third one was...
Strange, right?
Third one was all the heroes were lost.
That one, I
like that
It wasn't bad.
I like
I mean,
that one.
I thought
that
one
was
bad.
I like the twist they had at the end.
Yeah.
The one after that?
Doctor Strange.
That one was the best.
Yeah.
After that
zombies,
was Zombies.
Zombies.
I personally like Zombies.
I thought the Zombies was the worst.
I think...
I thought it was just stupid.
I think the Zombies one was kind of... The worst one.
Yeah, it was kind of stupid.
Well, the next one was Killmonger.
That one was okay.
Yeah, that one was okay.
That
was
actually
just made
no,
me
I
upset.
Take that back.
Yeah.
I didn't like.
It just made me mad how he kept switching teams. Like I didn't know who he was like fighting for.
That was just
he was
little...
fighting for himself. That's
true.
Yeah. What he was fighting
for. That was just a little boring to me. Mm-hmm.
Just
I don't know.
It was just annoying because I'm like, it's obviously him doing all that garbage, but then it's just like they had the whole like. Oh, both countries are kind of like, they have their big egos, so they think it's one another. Yeah. It just made me mad.
It's so stupid because in the Killmonger episode, just everything just is so meticulous and just all of it just works out in his favor.
Yeah, I expected that from like a Loki episode, not like a Killmonger episode.
Like, there's that scene, right, where they're at Wakanda and all the robots are coming and then they all shut down. And he's like, you'll always have a home in Wakanda. And Killmonger's like, I want more. And he turns on, he just whips out a remote, right? Yeah. Out of nowhere. And nobody sees this happen, mind you. He just turns them all back on. And he's like, everyone's like, oh no, what happened? Like,
I know.
I don't know. I was just standing here. I know. He's like, we got to kill those robots and save Wakanda.
I like to say, I don't like that episode either. The first one and that one was really stupid.
It's like, lazy writing.
And then the other one after that is Thor.
Yeah.
The Thor one, which I was like, that one was also freaking weird too.
That's the one I didn't get to watch.
You didn't watch that one?
I didn't get to watch that one.
Listen.
It was, I don't know, you're not missing much.
It was just a one big party, and then like they made him like a child. Like he was acting so much like a
what was
kid.
It was like what
there
if
was
Thor
like a Disney Channel episode.
Yeah.
Well, what was it? What was like what if Thor like didn't what?
What's
like
it what was, if Thor what if were his, an only child?
Yeah, it's like he didn't have his brother Loki. Because they gave him back to the Frost Giants.
Like
Yeah. So yeah, basically Thor never like I don't know, gets like kicked off and, you know, loses his power for a little
he
bit
just
to
doesn't
find
have
like
that brother.
Brotherly, like, you know,
whatever.
Responsibility.
It doesn't really make that much sense. Cause
no.
Did Loki really have that
impact?
Big of an impact? Like, wouldn't he still be a party Thor?
Yeah, he was still, like, a little party animal with Thor.
I don't know, I just feel like it didn't
Well, what
really
I'm saying is that event where he got, where his dad, Odin, never, like, I don't know, because of Loki, Odin, like, pretty much, like, stripped him of his, like, you know, powers and sent him back to Earth, you know, with the enchantment on Mjolnir.
Okay, I guess that's true.
If you think
so
about it.
That never happened. He never gained, like, the worthiness to wield the Mjolnir.
True.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe that matured him up a lot.
Well, also,
because if you look at Thor in the first movie, he's, like, in the very beginning of it, he's, like, yeah, he's, like, this cocky, like, I'm gonna go around, I'm gonna beat everything, like, I don't care, whatever, and he, like, yeah, he goes to the Frost Giants.
He also
like,
didn't.
Yeah,
that one was not.
He wouldn't have had to compete with Loki to earn the hammer.
Yeah, exactly. He pretty much just went back to the Frost Giants and was trying to, like, you know, F him up. He's like, yeah, I'm Thor. And then his dad's like, you know.
I guess it makes sense why he was so immature because it was kind of just handed to him.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I feel like I remember from the first Thor movie was he, like, drank coffee the first time and then he, like, slammed it on the ground.
Good.
Like another.
Yeah.
And then I fell asleep after that.
I just remember the destroyer backhanding.
I do that at Starbucks.
Slam down the coffee.
Yeah, I'll finish a coffee. And
this
then
drink,
I
like it.
And then I just like throw a baseball just right at the barista in their forehead, and then I'm just like, yes,
yes,
no.
Good drink.
And then they're bleeding profusely on the floor.
Another one.
A
then
guy
I
like
default
Chris Hemsworth
dance.
Can get away with that. You can't.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So I need he's
to,
a god.
I need to get into acting and be terrible in all my movies and then look subpar.
Damn.
Okay, Mr.
Sorry.
I'm roasted Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth looks really good, but his acting is kind of really stiff.
I like
in my
his
opinion.
Accent.
His acting
I like when
good.
He plays funny roles, because then it just mixes with his, like, dumb blonde, like, kind of...
Dumb blonde.
I feel like
dumb
I
blonde
know why you
personality.
Dumb blonde energy.
Yeah, he, like, plays dumb blonde golden retriever boy very well.
All right, so I have to apologize for the Tourette's joke, but Vicky gets away with the dumb blondes.
I am blonde.
Very different. True. Very different.
I know my kind.
I feel like I know why you don't like Chris Hemsworth.
Why?
Because I feel like he's kind of on the same scale as, like, Adam Sandler.
What? He's not.
No.
No.
Like, that's like dumb role.
No.
He doesn't
not at all.
Play the same dumb so? Role though. Like Chris Hemsworth has been like in.
Yeah,
more
Adam
movies.
Sandler plays the
he
dad with the
like,
hot wife. The,
like Adam
with the
Sandler
dad bod.
Is
yeah.
With the dad
comedy.
Bod.
Okay. Yeah. I
like the.
Comedy. I was
plays
about
himself.
Comedy wise, they're on the same scale, not like role.
No,
wise.
Adam Sandler is way funnier.
Okay. True.
All right.
He actually knows how to do comedy.
Anyways,
fair enough.
Zombies is the worst, in my opinion.
But why?
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't like
but,
it.
But it why?
Why? Give me a reason.
What
it's like,
if?
It's like an SAT question. It's like, how old are you?
but why? It's like, why? Answer this, you in know, two paragraphs.
I couldn't tell you why. It just it rubbed me the wrong way. I was just like, ah, yeah. It's kind of boring.
One night understandable. My got a little freaky,
everybody's then, zombie, and you just everybody's zombie. That's pretty much it.
Everybody's
yeah.
zombie.
Yeah, everybody's zombie.
The way that all happened was pretty stupid. Like, he comes back from the nano dimension as like a zombie, and they just
nano
open the door.
Dimension?
I don't know what is it called.
That? I thought that was kind of a cool. I mean, it's better than just U.S. military makes vaccine and then it falls and breaks and then now they eat people.
The dude jumps out of the little spacecraft and then Hope flies away and then Ant-Man is just like, they're like, oh!
He's getting eaten.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
he just does nothing. He just sits there and takes
it. I thought
it was
kind of cool. Like, I mean, like, because, like, if there's a zombie superhero, they're still kind of like, you know, a superhero, but they're zombie form, so they still can use
super.
Their powers.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, they want to eat you.
Was there no one living left in that episode?
Cool. There was people living left.
Yeah.
Because they'll do a part two to it.
Mm. Yeah.
Because a lot of people liked it. I don't know.
What
I liked it.
What if there were less, like, what if we saw less heroes in that episode? Like, what if it was just, like, Spider-Man, Hulk, and, like, Doctor Strange and Iron Man and Captain America, and that was it?
It would have been kind of boring.
Yeah, but like, what if it was the conflict was just like them, like Spider-Man and T'Challa, or the Hulk just trying to get away from the zombie versions of Iron Man and Captain America. Because like, we only saw Iron Man zombie for like 5 minutes, and then he was gone.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah,
he killed him.
Did they just kill him off? And then
well, he's a zombie.
We get introduced to Captain Zombie, and then
Captain's.
Captain Winter Soldier just zombie. Chucks his shield at him, cuts him in half, and boom, he's gone.
Yeah, I mean,
I wanted to see more of
that. He was just cool, there to move the story along.
We didn't get a lot of, like, the action.
You know who
episode.
Didn't see in any of these, though? The Falcon.
Mm.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. He was
where?
In the
zombie. He was a zombie.
Oh, he was a zombie?
Yeah.
Oh. I was going to say, never mind.
They probably didn't have a lot of him because he'll be in a lot of upcoming stuff.
Gotcha.
I mean, I don't know. That's just my guess.
Yeah. Can we talk about those last two episodes though? Like those two episodes.
Those
were
made me
want to
awesome. Scream.
Yeah, those were awesome.
They were pretty awesome. They made Ultron like a boss.
I know.
Yeah.
I was because I was so unsatisfied with like.
I was unsatisfied with Age of Ultron.
I was
sad that he's just like gone.
Yeah.
Like that's what I'm saying. Like I was so unsatisfied. They like killed him off, and like we heard like nothing of him. But now I actually get to see. It's cool because we actually got to see like. You know what if he actually won?
Yeah, it was actually, so strange to see him in that like body.
Yeah, and it's like it's crazy to think like how close he was to actually winning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because all he needed to do was just transfer his like, you know, himself into Vision's body, you know, before it was Vision.
Mm-hmm.
And like and he pretty much is like, you know, God status then.
So like in that version they made him the perfect version of Ultron.
What do you mean?
No, like he completed his
No. So remember when they were driving away in the car? You haven't watched it, right? I don't think you watched it.
I've watched like parts of it.
Okay, but anyways, you know, in the movie where they're driving away in the big semi truck on the highway, and Ultron has his like
Vision's body.
Yeah, and Ultron's connected to Vision's body, and he's trying to upload himself into it.
Yeah,
and you know, in the movie
version of himself.
Yeah, so you know, in the movie, obviously they stop him, and they're able to take the body away. But in this, he actually is able to complete it, and he's you know now.
Destroys everything.
Yeah, Vision is now Ultron.
The power of an Infinity Stone.
Yeah, and he's basically just goes
so
through and
like,
destroys everything.
He's like uber powerful. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like he pretty much is unrivaled.
He was already pretty powerful, but now he could like make
Giga
people.
Chad
yeah.
Ultron.
I mean, you
how
know what pissed me off?
How did he get the rest of the Infinity Stone?
Yeah, this is
I can't remember.
This is how he did it.
Oh.
Freaking, this is what pissed me off. Okay?
I've been
literally,
waiting for this.
Literally, like. After he just, like, decimates the entire Earth or whatever, he's just kind of chilling. He's like, now what? And, like, Thanos just pops up out of nowhere. And he just kind of, like, yeah, Thanos comes through a portal and just kind of, like, stands there with all other four Infinity Stones. He has four Infinity Stones. Ultron's like, ah, interesting. Guess what he does? 2 seconds, he saws him in half.
Oh my
dead.
God.
What?
2 seconds, like, oh, cool, thanks for bringing that to me.
Why
like,
didn't Vision do
laser,
that?
Like, slices him in half.
No fight between Ultron and
no,
Thanos.
No, there's no
he's
fight.
Just like,
he's like, oh, interesting. Thanos is standing there like this.
That's
like sawed in half.
Hold on,
like,
that is so stupid because that could have been like what happened in the like actual fight with.
I know.
Him. That is so dumb.
Well, okay, why didn't they like that? Thanos even have like a standing chance. Has arrived.
I just, as soon as I saw that scene, he just, and he just folds in half to the ground. I'm like, that's gonna piss a lot of people.
Yeah, okay,
off.
I saw that at first. Like, I was like, that didn't do anything, and then he just kind of like folds in half. I'm like, what the heck? Why?
I don't. Honestly, that was kind of dumb because they could have made a really good fight.
That
would have
been
Ultron
such an epic fight. It could have even been. It could have been like 2 minutes. It could have taken 2 minutes. It would have made at least a cool fight.
The problem is, we've had Thanos. They've been building up Thanos' character since like literally the first Avengers movie. So like in the actual movies.
Mm-hmm.
So we've, you know, been built up to believe this guy is really hard to beat.
Yeah.
And they like barely beat him in Endgame.
Yeah. Yeah, especially
and
no,
then
yeah.
You're telling me that Vision could have just sliced him in half the whole time?
Exactly.
A man who could hold like all six Infinity Stones by himself just gets sloop, castrated.
yeah, like Thanos could have
Starked that with the gauntlet.
Yeah, like
give the fans
what
they want, Disney. We want a fight between the two big baddies.
Like, why did they have to do that? Like, why did they have to choose that path? Like, that just seems like to me it's like a lazy path.
That sounds like a cheap.
Yeah, they're like, you know what, whatever, we don't want to, like, make this fight scene look epic and give the people what they want.
In season two, I want an episode what if Iron Man was smart, and it's mm-hmm. like a 30-second scene where he gets the gauntlet, and he's like, I am Iron Man.
evil Stark be like, win. I'm stupid.
Well, hold on, would half the population be gone, or would they still be there at that point?
No, because at that point.
Back.
Yeah, there's already, everybody's already back.
That's true.
No, but, it's like, okay. It just pissed me off, dude. It just pisses me off.
It was a missed opportunity, but I think they did it just to save time.
That and let's go back to the second episode with like T'Challa and whatnot, and Thanos in there. Thanos is a bitch.
He's
a bitch.
That was honestly though, I love that Thanos. It was funny.
No, it was hilarious how he's how he's like talking about like the genocide whole time.
Yeah,
that's
funny.
Technically,
that's
genocide.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
So,
yeah.
Well, technically, that's
it's
genocide.
Smart
big
and
boy.
Effective.
They're like, no, it's random. Don't worry, it's okay.
It's random and dispassionate, and might I add.
It was so funny until they got to the fight scene at the very end where he's taking on the stupid retard moron big boulder boy and the retarded girl or whatever, and he gets like rivaled by them. Like how? It's
he
just, Thanos.
They run his shit. Dude.
I mean,
too,
they
run
his
shit.
He didn't have any Infinity Stones though.
I know, but
still, he's
a
mad titan.
Like, one of the most powerful beings in the universe.
Even without the Infinity Stones.
Not one of the most, but he's pretty strong. So he can hold all six Infinity Stones.
Okay, in the first, in the Marvel's Endgame, he sat there without the Infinity Stones the entire time and fought pretty much a lot of the Avengers. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's true.
And freaking what's his face? Hulkbuster boy, the Banner, who's in Hulkbuster suit. He rivaled that stupid big boulder boy in 2 seconds. He just threw his little like booster on him and shot him up into the sky and got disintegrated in the force field. Dude's
a
moron. Not that hard to take him on. Thanos is super smart too.
They definitely buffed the children of Thanos and they severely nerfed.
They nerfed Thanos.
I can't agree with that. Although, the scene right before he fights him though, and he tells him to go off, and he's like, I'm mad. It's like, or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
I like that, but it would have been even better if he went and kicked their ass after saying that.
Oh, it would have been so dope if he would have kicked their ass. And you can even argue that he's like, from that time, from when he like stopped and from that time to like when he actually like fought the Avengers in Endgame, he like, you know, built up. It's been like years and he was like training and stuff. Like, nah, because they teleported his ass back from like 12 years ago in Endgame to go fight him, and he still almost murked them all.
Yeah, that's true.
He was just not as like, he was too cocky.
Yeah, they fought a younger version of Thanos with no Infinity Stones, and like, they still got their shit rocked.
Yeah, they got their shit rocked. An entire like population almost got their shit rocked.
Yeah.
That pissed me off so much. Yeah,
I feel like they need to be a little more like. Because, you know, it's a what-if TV show. It's kind of where they could just do whatever they want.
Yeah.
So
except for make us happy, apparently.
Yeah. Except, you know, make
what if we make the fan base happy?
If you like Tony Stark, you're going to hate this series.
Yeah,
Tony
Stark is my favorite. They just kill him and everything.
You know what would be fun animation to watch? Just like a Marvel Battle Royale where it's like every character so far just dukes it out. one winner it, takes all.
They had you know what Fortnite. The funny thing is? The one episode where he was supposed to live in, which it was one? The one that got deleted. Because there are supposed to be 10 episodes.
Oh, you for real?
What? Yeah. So it's like, you know,
what was the
in the final episode, right?
Yeah.
You know how they had, you know, Gamora on mm-hmm. the team? You yeah. know how she never had an episode? Her episode yeah. was supposed to be in the season one, but they had to move her episode to season two because of COVID. They just couldn't make
that's
it.
That's so dumb.
So, but her episode was, it wasn't even based around her. It was like, what if, you know, in the first Avengers movie when Tony took the nuke in through the hole?
Yeah.
It was basically, what if he never fell out of the hole?
Oh, so he just died. So he died again.
No, but he gets killed again. I don't know what happens, but that's just what it was. He just never falls through the hole, so I guess like he somehow meets Guardians or something like that.
Okay,
I don't know.
Whatever.
I mean, I couldn't tell you because I just don't know.
Sorry, this is super loud, audience, but like
just stop clapping.
There's so many bugs. It's awful.
Fine. Get a fly trap.
Those are our fans you're talking
about. Nah, but.
Our live
anyways, back plugs. To the last episode before I got on a rant of how terrible Thanos was, just this entire like series. Yeah. Like power
wise.
Zombie
Thanos was cool.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything.
Jack just doesn't like the zombie one at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was stupid. But I mean
did he get all those stones while he was zombie or before he turned?
No, we're talking about the last episode.
No, I'm just wondering.
I don't know. I didn't show
about the zombie episode. Mm-hmm.
On Thanos. The zombie episode?
Yeah.
I didn't think Thanos had
like
that.
He had five of the stones.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that.
I was like, did he, like, get all those stones and then just a bitch zombie bit him in the arm? And he was like, ow. All that for a drop of...
Another way they did Thanos dirty. Yeah, he got murked by a zombie.
Yeah, dude.
Isn't his skin, like, super thick?
He's supposed to have super
Thanos.
Thick skin.
Just what? Teleport into the sky dude, and float wait, there.
No, I'm thinking about it.
Isn't his skin, like, really thick? How the frick did someone get it into his...
Yeah, Tony Stark could barely...
He
draw
could barely
blood.
Break his skin.
And a zombie is supposed to just walk up and bite his ass and infect him?
When
no, that don't make sense. Something ain't adding up.
It's like,
it ain't adding up.
The Hulk was able to stave off of zombie bite from Wanda. He's like,
it ain't
adding
Hulk up.
Came out of Banner and Wanda bit him on the arm, and the Hulk was like, nah, green mode, and then didn't get infected.
Oh.
And then like. What, Thanos just have bitch skin now?
Yeah, Thanos is like, oh, I'm a bitch now. I get bit.
I need to use
my bad.
Well, maybe he like went up to like give Gamora like a kiss on the cheek, and she like bit him.
What?
Still, I don't think Gamora can.
Maybe he Tom Brady's his children.
He Tom Brady'd his zombie
no.
Gamora and just kissed her on the mouth.
Where's daddy's kiss? Oh.
She bit his tongue.
Are you rationing around here? You're going to give me just a kiss on the cheek?
What are we rationing around here?
What are we not blood related?
Hey. I may be getting a massage, but expect a kiss on
give
the lips.
Sugar.
You think your dad's won 4 Super Bowls just to get a kiss on the cheek?
Nah.
Come
here. 7.
Come here, give daddy some tongue.
Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah. Anywho,
anyway,
how many balls? How many balls he had to deflate?
But
you're gonna make people upset.
No, I don't care.
I do have to say the upgraded Ultron in the final episode, or the second to last episode, when he gets all the stones.
Yeah.
Like
the armor he gets.
Yeah, that was
that
epic.
Pretty cool.
It was so cool where he puts
who's
the stones.
Oh,
Ultron's where Ultron. He puts the stones on his chest.
Oh yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
why
I
did
lo-
I see
love
a...
the animation they had where he like flew around him and then it's like.
Why did I see a picture of Killmonger wearing that armor?
Dude,
oh, because
that was stupid how he just
happens.
Took them all.
Yeah, so in the very end, Killmonger is fighting, or they're all like fighting Ultron, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they finally like get him like down or whatever because
They upload a virus into him.
Oh, they put the
that
little German
wow.
scientist
yep.
guy in him.
Yep.
I'm not gonna lie, that was funny.
And I was like, the whole time I was thinking, I was like, you know, he's just gonna like get up and be like, I'm the most powerful being in the universe now. Bitches.
I know. I'm like,
and I was like,
what's
okay,
gonna
so
stop him
yeah, I was
from
like,
using
so
it.
What's gonna? I knew something was gonna have to happen.
Yeah.
So I was like, they had to have a plan for that. And then so, just as the Hydra dude was getting up and he was like, ah, yes, Killmonger like took his stones like right before that, and then. The Hydra dude got up and he's like, "Those belong to me." And then like, so then they're both like trying to like pull the stones towards them.
So you're telling me.
So then they get stuck in an infinite like little ball of trying to get the stones from each other. And if either one of them gets them, then you know everybody's still fucked.
So you're telling me that after the whole fight, Killmonger just walks up and he's like, mine.
Pretty much, yeah.
Mine.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck that. Why?
Well,
I'm going to show up last minute and just steal the stones.
The whole reason why the Watcher put him in the first place is because he knew it was going to happen. He knew, like, he knew that Killmonger was going to walk up and try and take the stones because he needed that to happen in order for the stones to get separated. And then he knew that Strange was going to go and, you know, create, like, a little bubble around them to keep them in, like, a slow-mo, like, infinite, like, non-stop just battle,
like
of getting
a Dormammu, I've come to bargain type beat,
kind of that, yeah, kind of that type.
They're
shit.
Like in an infinite, kind of like they're both equal strength of getting the stones, so no one can.
And then Strange just kind of gets like fucked over in the end. He's like, "All right, I'm gonna leave you here in your little hopeless little bubble that you created of a world, and you just watch over these people. You watch over the little bubble, make sure nothing happens."
Well, he had
happens.
Nothing else to do. He literally separated himself from the fucking world.
I don't know. He could have just transported into a different, like, multiverse.
Wasn't Strange
or something.
No, because
on the verge of being collapsed in this current
dimension. No, the reason why he, like, accepted that, I feel like, is because he was like, oh, I destroyed my own world, and I have nothing left in this, so I'll help out and watch over these people or something.
Yeah, for the rest of time?
Yeah.
That sounds so boring.
He was just going to stay by himself.
I think it's better than not existing.
No, I think I'd let them free at that point because I'd be so bored.
No, it's better than just sitting alone by himself. That's what he would have been doing.
And that's why you're not watching him.
Exactly.
Think of the possibilities. You're given an ultimatum. You can either be blipped from existence along with your whole dimension, or you can watch an endless game of chess.
I'm sure he's not just watching it. Like, I'm sure
he's just
like
watching
with
over
the Watcher.
He's with the
He's like, oh,
well, if he gets to, like,
just
hang out with the Watcher, then that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what was going on.
He's just with the Watcher. He's like, now make that galaxy green. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, turn that planet into a cake.
Okay, but that fight scene at the very end with, you know, where they're all, like, trying to, like, murk Ultron. Where, like, Doctor Strange is, like, you know, going full, like, demon mode on him. That was the coolest thing ever.
Out of that whole team that the Watcher, like, made, Doctor Strange
is the most OP.
He's crazy. Because he had all those beings inside of him, right?
Dude, it was the coolest thing ever. Like, Ultron, like, got big. He sent the little tentacle monster after him to, like, shrink him back down. He was, like, he's just straight up going, like, sicko mode on him, dude. It was nuts. It was awesome.
Doctor Strange, like,
yeah, he's basically the power of, like, every being.
Yeah,
that, like, killed.
Mascul. Yeah, it's like I said, they did not do Doctor Strange dirty in this at all. I gotta say, like,
yeah, they kind of beefed him up.
Every
episode
he was in, he
was
awesome.
Dope
as heck.
It was awesome. Yeah, yeah. It's just making me more excited for the Doctor Strange movie that's coming out.
I mean, he won't be like that, but
I know he won't be like that, but I still just still like Doctor
cool.
Strange.
Yeah,
you know?
Doctor Strange is awesome.
He's a great character.
Benedict
What do you think the new Strange movie is about? Do you think it's just going to be him trying to
the new Strange
put back together the
fabric
of time or something?
It's literally called Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
I heard it was going to be a horror movie.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
But it's not rated R.
They're not going to make it rated R.
It was supposed to be.
If they made it rated R, it wouldn't reach a wide enough audience.
Then they wouldn't get enough money from it. So, not enough, but, like, they wouldn't get as much money from it.
It's sad. It's really sad.
I mean, I don't know. They might pull,
I don't think they came out saying what they want to do with it yet. I think they said they want it to be rated R, but they don't know.
They probably want it to be, but they just can't.
Well, it's like, they can because they're going to do Deadpool at some point. And they said it's going to be R.
Well, Deadpool
is
already
about
on,
it. How much
right?
did the first?
Yeah, but Deadpool is now owned by Disney.
How much did the first Doctor Strange
they
movie
bought him
cost?
With all the X-Men.
When did they not buy him before the Deadpool was made? Mm-mm. Oh, I thought they were made already.
No, the Deadpool movies were made by someone else. Who were they made by? I forgot.
Wasn't like 20th Century like, Fox or something. It wasn't Disney.
Yeah, it was. It was like Warner Bros. Or
I think it might have been
Warner Bros.
I thought it was Warner Bros.
Was it not? I thought it was.
It was either 20th Century Fox or Warner Bros. It was one of the two. But like, now Disney owns them, and, you know, people are worried, like, oh, Disney's just going to make him, like, PG-13. He's going to suck now. But they said they're going to keep Ryan Reynolds. They're going to keep it R. It's just the problem is, like, the R movies that they'll make in the future, they can't go to Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Disney Plus doesn't have R stuff. So
they
will just go to Hulu.
On Disney Plus?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
They have Logan, yeah.
They
sure?
do?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure.
Vicky,
well,
can you
I don't know. At least from what I heard, they said they'll
is
put
Logan
all
on Disney
stuff
Plus
on Hulu.
Like, can you check?
Because Disney owns Hulu as well.
What do you don't know? You have Disney Plus up
there. Oh, yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
I don't search for crazy. It. Told you. Deadpool was made by Century Fox.
Okay.
20th Century Fox.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The question I wanted to ask was, how much did the first Doctor Strange movie cost compared to the price of the first Deadpool movie?
Oh, it's not even comparable. I mean,
Doctor Strange is way more, right?
Yeah, of course, dude. Because it's a bigger company.
That so and have you seen how much the, like,
they literally Deadpool in his own movies makes fun of the budget.
Yeah,
because it's like it's not as big as other.
But movies. How much did yeah. the first Deadpool movie make, like box office?
Probably a shit ton.
Probably a lot. Probably a lot.
More or less than Doctor Strange.
Probably less.
Probably more. If I had to guess,
because Doctor Strange reached a wider audience. Right.
The first Deadpool box office, $782 million.
That was Deadpool?
That was the first Deadpool.
Okay. And what about Doctor Strange?
Doctor Strange.
Depending on what it says.
The first movie box office, $677 million. So it just made a little bit over the first Doctor Strange.
Deadpool beat Doctor Strange?
It did.
Damn. Oh, wow.
That's because everybody loved Deadpool.
Yeah, also, people but the loved second one... Deadpool at that time, and people did not know about Doctor Strange. Yeah.
That's true. Also, they knew so the second Deadpool was not as good, though.
For Doctor Strange. If they made Doctor Strange rated R, it would not reach those numbers. Because, you know, if you're making things PG-13, like they did with Venom, it's going to reach more people.
Venom,
like,
Venom was so good. But
Venom needs to be R, though.
Yeah, Venom needs to be R.
It's just one of those things. Like, you can't bring Carnage and have him PG-13.
It's just like, you can't make just like a rated R movie with such a huge budget unless it's something that everyone's going to watch, like Logan or
this
Deadpool.
This is off topic, but the freaking Infinity War made pretty much $2 billion box office.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's one of the best-selling movies next to, like, Avatar.
Wait, which one?
That and Endgame.
Endgame made more.
Infinity War?
Holy.
Endgame made more?
Yeah, Endgame was the number one movie.
Oh, that made 2.7. The other one made 2.0. Jeez.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Endgame would be the number one movie if Avatar didn't re-release to beat it again.
Holy shit.
I think that's the reason.
Endgame beat it, and then the people of Avatar were just kind of like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to re-release our 11-year-old movie in 2020. So they re-released it and made just
barely made over. It was $2.8 billion.
Wait, was it the same movie?
Yeah, it was the same exact movie.
Why'd they re-release it?
Because they wanted to be the number one movie again.
Oh my god,
that's stupid.
All right. Well, anywho, are we? We got anything else to talk about for What If?
I don't know. The artwork was good.
Yeah, artwork was amazing, especially the end. Didn't really talk after about that. After the episode was over, where they'd show just like random like pictures and paintings of like this the different scenes throughout the show.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, I mean it was.
I think What If is just a cool concept. It's just like whenever you're watching the Marvel movies, you're always like, oh man, I wonder what would happen if, like, you know, they actually lost, or like, you know, what if it was a different person. I think it's just really cool to see.
Oh, depending on how you structure things, the possibilities are endless.
I like how they even made it to like canon. You know what I mean? They
I guess
made
it could canon. Be canon.
Yeah.
It is. Enough people like it. They confirmed it to be canon.
Yeah.
Because, which I agree, you know, with. The Watcher's actually a thing in the multiverse.
I think they really, yeah, they kind of tied that together.
And I like how they didn't make it so ridiculous where it's like, why is this a thing? Like, why is Thor Captain America now? Like, they didn't do any weird stuff like that. They just kind of, like, tweaked minor parts of the storyline.
They made them make sense.
They made it. Yeah, they made it make. They made them believable. You know,
because you know, like, just like when you heard about them before you watched them and before the episodes came out, you're just like, T'Challa is Star-Lord. Like, what?
They didn't do it where it was like Thor was took cool. a vacation from Asgard to Earth during the 1940s and got recruited and turned into Captain Thor or some bullshit. I don't know.
Weren't these like made out of comic books? Like, weren't some these comic
them,
books?
Yeah. Some of them were, I think. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, most of them
were. Not all I'd of them say. Were?
I don't know if all of them were.
I'd say most of I'd, them
I think
are based
Schneider
off
was
of
saying
that
the zombie one was made off of an actual comic strip.
Yeah, Marvel Zombies. So that's cool.
Yeah.
And people love that comic strip. They wanted it to become like, they want to do a live action one of it.
Actually, at some point. That would be cool.
Yeah.
That one would I would want to see rated R.
Obviously.
Yeah.
You know, that probably wouldn't happen.
Spider-Man gets turned into a... he's turned into a zombie, and then, like, he's the only one... Like, he sacrifices himself because he's the only one who can fight, like, the actual, like, the infection in the what? Comic. in the comic.
Yeah, because he's Zombie Hunter Spider-Man in the comic.
Wait, what the heck? How does that happen?
Because his will is, like, so strong compared to all of the other, like, Marvel characters that he's able to, like, fight the... Like, he's still a zombie, but he's still, like, cognitive enough to understand, like, what to do and what not to do, and he sacrifices himself by having, like, Sandman kill him. And he's basically like, I need you to kill me. It's cool. That's why people say, like, Spider-Man is the best, like, Marvel.
What the fuck?
He is the best one.
He's the best
He's just the best character. I mean, I think it's Stan Lee's, like, number one.
Yeah, he was his favorite one.
Well, he was Stan Lee's favorite hero that he made.
Yeah, I remember him talking about it, and they're just like, when he pitched it to them, they hated it.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, almost didn't happen until he just decided to publish one anyways, and it did so well, and then they're like... You know how we love Spider-Man?
This thing is selling so many hats and t-shirts. I love Spider-Man now. My
kids love Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. He's cool.
It was dope.
Get me Spider-Man.
I mean, think of just the hype alone with the three Spider-Men in the new film.
Mm-hmm. I so hope that happens.
It'll happen. It's already been confirmed that Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield were on set for No Way Home.
That could be like...
No, like they debunked it.
They debunked.
We have a.
All right. Well, I didn't know. Like that they de- yet, wait, so they debunked it. I didn't want to know that. So thanks.
I mean, I didn't. We knew it was going to happen.
I didn't
want to
know that.
You knew it was going to happen.
I thought it might happen, but I didn't. I wanted to be surprised.
Because you already have you seen the trailer? You've seen the trailer because we did the reaction video. They're bringing Doc Ock back and the Goblin and Sandman.
Wait, I haven't seen the trailer. I didn't want to get spoiled.
Oh my gosh. Sorry.
Can you believe this?
This is a spoiler podcast, Vicky.
I don't like watching trailers because then they just spoil the movie.
If you don't see it on the first day, it's going to be spoiled. So
100 times.
Don't go on social media.
It'll be like another Endgame or Infinity War.
Don't go on social media ever. Unless, you know, somebody's an asshole in our Xbox party and joins and is like, hey, guess what? And it's like...
Han Solo dies.
Han Solo dies.
But, talking about Spider-Man reminded me, like, one of the pitch concept arts that they had for, like, an episode was going to be Spider-Man turns into an actual, like, spider, so he's Man-Spider. But Disney didn't let him do that because they thought it was too, like, morbid.
No, that would have been dope.
That'd be kind of funny.
They also wanted to do the one, I'm pretty sure, where he, like, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this on the
What could be podcast, morbid about like, man spider?
You know, he tries to impregnate his girlfriend.
Yeah, Mary.
She just kind of disintegrates in front of him.
If he has like if he has sex with either Mary Jane or whoever he's with, his baby gravy will kill them.
Yeah. If he,
so like he's been James Bond.
Like canonically he will kill them with his baby.
Why?
Because the spider, whatever.
It's spider jizz is toxic.
It's radioactive,
so it just kills them.
Speaking of Spider-Man, I don't like how he has to use web shooters.
It's dependent on.
Yeah, I know.
Because there's a meme
Which one was it?
Toby Maguire
came out of his. Andrew Garfield, he had to make
on Instagram where it's Toby Maguire. No, it's Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland, like, shaking down Toby Maguire, like, where are your web slingers? Where are they?
I've seen something like that. That's kind of dope.
I kind of hope we get like a scene like that.
It's like,
in the movie.
Like,
how are you doing that?
Like, at least some kind of bickering between them where they're like,
we can't do that.
I'm out of web fluid. And like, guys use web fluid.
There's such a funny wall break where they're like asking that. And Tobey Maguire's like, hey, I didn't write the script.
Yeah, but Toby runs out of web fluid a crap ton in the movie.
Yeah, Tom Holland and Toby both use web fluid.
Yeah. But Tobey Maguire.
No, Tobey Maguire doesn't.
Tom Holland and
Andrew Garfield.
And Andrew Garfield use web fluid. But the thing is, Tobey Maguire runs out of whatever he produces in his body tons of time.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah. I'm all out of baby gravy that I've been shooting
out. I'm running out of baby gravy.
All right. Let's wrap this up.
Get on with the review.
Icky.
you guys just want to give some I don't know. Whatever you think kind of ratings. You guys want to go off the system that we created?
Number. Yeah, because it's not a movie. I feel like we have to have our own TV rating. I think so. Just be the normal one, like out of 10.
Okay. So, Zach, what do you think? Out of 10. Boy. What do you rate What If as a whole series?
It's kind of hard because there's a lot of episodes that I like and there's a lot of episodes that I don't like.
Mm-hmm. So, just like as a concept, as a whole, yeah, what concept, do you think of it?
I feel kind of like normal or
normal.
Like, I feel like a lot of people are going to just say this or like, but I think a 7, honestly, like out 7? Of 10. Yeah.
All right. What about you, Vicky?
For the whole thing? The...
Yeah.
Yeah, as a whole.
What was your reasoning behind it?
Because, like, I don't know. Like, I didn't like every episode. Yeah. But the concept was good. The artwork was good. I liked the voice acting. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, some episodes kind of made me upset and some were, like, really yep. good. I just, like, I can't just give it, like, a 10 out of 10 because I didn't like all of it.
No, know? Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just, but I think a 7 out of 10 is a good spot for it.
All right, Vicky.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, thinking
it's just kind of hard to give anything out.
That's so. True. Yeah. Like I have the same reasoning as you. Like some of them I was just like, I don't really want to watch this, and some of them are you was just like, oh yeah, that's cool, but I wouldn't normally gravitate like just watching it randomly.
But, you know, I think that's like the good part about the shows. Like, it kind of has a little bit of something for everyone, because mm-hmm. not true. Everyone's gonna like the same episodes. You mm-hmm. know, we kind of had. Different episodes that we liked. And
yeah,
disliked.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's got a little something for everyone, but
yeah.
I don't think anyone will ever give it, like, a 10 out of 10. You know what I mean? It's just, like,
it probably doesn't... not.
So, Vicky, you're a 7 as well?
I don't yeah. know if I'm going to give okay. it an 8 out of 10. Or...
All right, what about you, Nick?
So, I technically haven't finished the show because I still need to watch Thor.
That one's like a meh.
It was like a
I
Disney
could take
channel.
Your guys' it's word okay. for it, like, or okay. I could wait until I watch the whole thing. I'm just going to do this. I think I'm just going to give
so
it.
So far, what do you
So mean? Far, I'll give it a 7 out of 10. Visuals are good. The voice acting's kind of shaky for some characters. And, the power scaling in this show, like, some characters are not as powerful as they should be. Like,
yeah,
kind of. I agree.
That's also true.
That's disappointing in my opinion. So, 7 out of 10.
Yep. No, I agree with the rest of you guys. I thought, like, the first number that popped up in my head, honestly, was like, yeah, it's a 7. Yeah.
I would put an asterisk next to my number.
I mean, if the only
just
one...
Show, just to say that, like, that's not my final rating, because I haven't technically finished the show.
It will still right. be the
but
same.
It's probably trust me, if the only number. One you haven't watched is the Thor one, it won't
change.
The same.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't know.
It'll just probably like worse if I watch Thor.
Yeah, I didn't quite enjoy, like, the first one or the zombies one that much. And other ones were, like, other one was, like, meh for me. And then there was some that was great, like Doctor Strange in the last two. So that's why I give it a 7. It's like, you know, it's a good, like, it's an average good movie, or not movie, TV series. You know, I'd probably watch it again sometime yeah. in the future, but I don't know. It's,
I don't know.
Guys, we all had 7s. Isn't that so strange? We all had the same rating.
Honestly,
Doctor Strange.
Not that strange. It was, you know, I think everybody can come to the conclusion that it was
a
meh series.
I think a lot
series.
Of people can honestly, like, say it's like, oh, yeah, it's like.
Decent.
Yeah.
Yes. It's kind of a shame, though, because there are some very 7. Good standout episodes. It's well, just the, I mean, the like, bad one, the bad parts bring it all down.
Well, it only overall. Brings it down to a 7. I mean, we could be giving it like bad. A 5 or something.
Yeah, like overall, it was really good. Oh like, God. If you haven't watched it, I consider go watching it if you like Marvel stuff. It's just like,
oh, no, yeah, you
watch.
Definitely got to watch it. It's good to watch. You know,
I mean, I'm excited for like a season 2. Like, I want to see some.
No, I love the concept. Yeah, no, yeah, I love the concept of it.
Season 2.
Yeah.
But, yeah, boys and girl.
We don't.
That just makes done. A total as a 7.
Do you want to take 7. It away with the, oh, yeah, wait, let's, oh, yeah, we you did. Just, all right, here comes the 7. It's going to go, like, right over here somewhere. Let's throw our hands up. All right, cool. All right, Vicky, you want to take away the outro?
No.
Okay.
Thank
what
you
about
all
you? What
so
about
much
Zach?
For watching.
Okay.
Like, comment, subscribe if you want to see more. And yeah, it's peace out. I'm gonna say bye.
That's a peace out.
Join us for our next episode.
Yep. See you later, everybody. Peace.
Bye-bye.